Nehemiah chapter 7. When the wall had been built, and I had installed the doors, and when the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, I placed my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah, the commander of the citadel, in charge of Jerusalem, because he was a trustworthy man and feared God more than many. I said to them, "The gates of Jerusalem should not be left open until the heat of the day. But while the guards are still on duty, they are to shut the doors and secure them. Appoint guards from the residents of Jerusalem, some at their guard posts and some in front of their houses." Now the city was wide open and spacious, but there were few people in it, and no houses were being built. So my God placed into my heart a plan to gather the nobles, the officials, and the people, so they could be enrolled by genealogy. I found the genealogical record of those who were the first to come up from Babylon. I found this written in it: "These are the people of the province who went up from the captivity of the exiles, whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had exiled. They returned to Jerusalem and to Judah, each man to his city. These were the people who came from Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Raamiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nahum, and Banaah." This was the number of men from the people of Israel. The male descendants of Parosh, 2,172. The male descendants of Shephatiah, 372. The male descendants of Arah, 652. The male descendants of Pahath Moab, through the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The male descendants of Elam, 1,254. The male descendants of Zatu, 845. The male descendants of Zakai, 760. The male descendants of Binui, 648. The male descendants of Bebai, 628. The male descendants of Azgad, 2,322. The male descendants of Adonikam, 667. The male descendants of Bigvai, 2,067. The male descendants of Aden, 655. The male descendants of Atur through Hezekiah, 98. The male descendants of Hashum, 328. The male descendants of Bezai, 324. The male descendants of Harif, 112. The citizens of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Azmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath Jearim, Kephirah, and Be'eroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The citizens of the other Elam, 1,254. The citizens of Harim, 320. The citizens of Jericho, 345. The citizens of Lud, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The citizens of Sena'ah, 3,930. The priests, the descendants of Jedaiah through the house of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pashur, 1,247. The descendants of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua through Kadmiel, through the descendants of Hadaviah, 74. The singer from the descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers from the descendants of Shalum, the descendants of Ater, the descendants of Talmon, the descendants of Akub, the descendants of Hatita, and the descendants of Shobai, 138. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, the descendants of Hashufa, the descendants of Tobawath, the descendants of Keros, the descendants of Sia, the descendants of Padan, the descendants of Lebanah, the descendants of Hagabah, the descendants of Shalmai, the descendants of Hanan, the descendants of Gedel, the descendants of Gehar, the descendants of Rehiah, the descendants of Rezin, the descendants of Nekoda, the descendants of Gazam, the descendants of Uzzah, the descendants of Paseah, the descendants of Besiah, the descendants of Meunim, the descendants of Nephesim, the descendants of Bakbuk, the descendants of Hakufa, the descendants of Harhur, the descendants of Bazleth, the descendants of Mahida, the descendants of Harsha, the descendants of Barkos, the descendants of Sisera, the descendants of Tema, the descendants of Naziah, the descendants of Hatifa, the descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, the descendants of Sophereth, the descendants of Peridah, the descendants of Ja'alah, the descendants of Darkon, the descendants of Gedel, the descendants of Shephatiah, the descendants of Hatil, the descendants of Pokereth Hazabiam, the descendants of Ammon. The total of the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants was 392. The following are the people who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Karub, Adan, and Immer. They were not to prove their ancestry or descent, whether they were from Israel. The descendants of Delaiah, the descendants of Tobiah, the descendants of Nekoda, 642. And from the priests, the descendants of Habaiah, the descendants of Hakuz, the descendants of Barzillai, that is, from a man who married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and so was called by their name. These people searched for their genealogical records, but they could not find them, so they were disqualified from the priesthood. The governor told them that they should not eat from the most holy sacrifices until a priest would arise who could serve the Urim and Thummim. The entire assembly together totaled 42,360, not counting their male slaves and their female slaves, who numbered 7,337. They also had 245 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Some of the heads of the families gave support for the work. The governor gave to the treasury gold derricks 1,000, bowls 50, garments for the priests 530. Some of the heads of the families gave this to the treasury for the work: gold derricks 20,000, silver minas 2,200. What the rest of the people gave was this: gold derricks 20,000, silver minas 2,000, and garments for the priests 67. The priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, and the temple servants, that is, all Israel, settled in their cities.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.